core of every human being. If you love freedom the way we love freedom, then you've come to the right place. This is the Freedom Message with Stephen Vincent. Live free, think free, talk free, toll free. The number is 877-270-8714. Or call us directly at 530-413-4515. Canadian residents call toll free at 888-228-4494. Let's talk freedom. Give us a call.
Hi, you're listening to the Freedom Message with Stephen Vincent. Thank you for listening. The call-in number again is 877-270-8714. 877-270-8714. And we've got a great show for you today. We're very pleased to have on the show Mr. Bill Dumas. He is the person who does all those great Ron Paul YouTube videos, the official campaign videos. He shoots them, edits them, and produces all of that for you. And it's quite a job, a lot of work. The guy is going non-stop and having a great time doing it. And we're going to have a chance to talk with him and get his insights and color on the excitement of following Ron Paul all across the country and capturing every moment as this really history-making campaign unfolds. And later on in the show, we're going to have the person who is responsible for the upcoming Paint the Town Ron weekend. This coming weekend, in about 100 cities across the country, they're going to paint the town Ron, which means get banners and signs and hang them up by the hundreds and hundreds all across your city, all at the same time across the country, a nationwide coordinated Paint the Town Ron event. And Chris Holly, the organizer of this event, is going to be on the show to tell us about what he's doing. And so those are the guests that we have lined up for you today. This weekend was quite exciting. First, there was the Mackinac straw poll and conference in Michigan on Mackinac Island. And this was a major Republican gathering. All the major candidates were there. And Ron Paul, of course, was there. And as usual, the Ron Paul presence was strong and loud and got a lot of attention. And we're going to have a report for you on that. Subsequently, after that, there was a rally in Chicago, which again drew well over 1,000 people. So we continue to put up big numbers both in the public appearance arena as well as in the fundraising camp. So right now there is a big push on to raise funds for the campaign because the quarter is ending soon. It's coming up on the at the end of the month, and we need to make that quarter-ending number as big and strong as we possibly can. So the campaign is calling upon all of us to do absolutely everything we can to make contributions to the campaign. There's a little note from the campaign here. It says, "The end is nigh." Well, this is actually from Ron Paul. "The end is nigh of the third quarter of 2007, that is, and I need your help to make sure that our campaign gets a big boost. At the end of the second quarter, on August 1st, we had more money than McCain. We get a couple million dollars worth of free publicity. This time, we can get $10 million worth if we have good results to announce on October 1st, and therefore the resources to build for the future. After all, our ideas have never been needed more. The Federal Reserve is killing our dollar. The war is killing our soldiers. Police state methods are killing our civil liberties, and the income tax and bureaucratic meddling are killing our economy. But there is hope for America in the ideas of this revolution. What progress we are making all across this country among all groups. The mainstream media may ignore us, but we are winning straw polls, drawing huge crowds, getting local media moving up in the regular polls, a lagging indicator, of course, organizing, dominating the internet, and preparing the way for the early caucuses and primaries. As our opponents begin to falter and the undecideds grow in strength, this is our time. When people learn about our ideas and our work for them, they join the revolution. So my job is to make sure they learn. But I can't do this job alone. I need you. Please, reach out your hand and clasp mine. Our country is at stake. Our children's future and ours is in the balance. Make the most generous contribution you can at ronpaul2008.com and make it soon. Help me go into October with a roar. Help me build this campaign as it must be built. A 13-year-old said to me the other day, "Dr. Paul, you are the hope of my future." "No," I told her, "but this revolution is." Will she grow up in a poorer, more socialist, more militarist, more oppressive country, or the free country you and I love? Let's work together with all our strength for the Constitution, for America, for all our people, for freedom, prosperity, and peace. Together, you and I can make a revolution. Let's do it. That was from Ron Paul. And so please heed the call and make the most generous contribution you can before the end of the quarter, the last day of the month, which I believe would be Sunday the 30th. So let's go ahead and this is going to be a lot of fun to listen to, folks. Rudy Giuliana, oops, there was a little slip there. I called him Rudy Giuliana. Some of you may know why one might make a slip like that, but I won't bring that up. Rudy Giuliani was trapped on a ferry with 200 Ron Paul supporters. I think it's safe to say pretty much his worst nightmare. So we're going to listen to this news report from the Mackinac Island Ferry, taking Rudy Giuliani home from Mackinac Island this weekend. Let's go ahead and roll that.
Even if you miss the candidate riding on your ferry,
we won,
glanced over the hundreds of colorful supporters, or even closed your eyes, you couldn't miss the sound of it. Horse country was elephant country.
I really appreciate the enthusiasm.
On the porch steps, Congressman Ron Paul, low in national polls, had a big, loud following.
The support is growing. We didn't realize how much support we had. But they beg and plead for us to come, and we come and we find out there's a tremendous amount of support, so it gets more important every single day.
Over dinner, Rudy Giuliani said he could fix Michigan the same way he fixed New York City.
Michigan is going through a situation that, for me, it's like deja vu all over again.
You can't drive away, you can't hide here. This is an open process.
The close proximity of the candidates and their supporters made for some interesting encounters.
We are on the ferry back from Mackinac Island to Mackinac City right now with a very interesting dynamic. You have all the Ron Paul supporters on here who are chanting, yelling pretty loudly, saying some interesting remarks to Mayor Rudy Giuliani, because Mayor Rudy Giuliani is on this ferry too. He is up here inside that cabin right there, surrounded by security. This is his campaign staff right up here, and the entire boat ride so far, Ron Paul people have been yelling at him continuously.
After arriving, Giuliani quickly left the ferry as Paul supporters cheered.
Ron Paul! Ron Paul!
For me, Michigan is a personal matter. The fact that Michigan is undergoing a one-state recession is not acceptable to me.
The so-called hometown candidate, Mitt Romney, rallied his troops on the Grand Hotel porch.
The system we currently have in Washington, in Lansing, and in Detroit is not capable of being successful in the 21st century.
Inside, Newt Gingrich explained how all the candidates could win and sign books, all in a couple days on Mackinac Island. I'm Ted Haller, 9 and 10 News.
So, there you have it. That's what you get when you become a monster. Okay, Mr. Rudy Giuliani, who capitalized on just happening to be the mayor of New York City at a tragic moment and cashed in on it to the tune of millions and millions and millions of dollars in consultancy fees after 9/11 who carefully constructed and crafted the image of himself as somehow a hero of 9/11 when all he did was happen to be there at the time, far from being a hero, denying the firefighters the equipment that they needed to keep themselves healthy and safe in the aftermath of 9/11, and earning the ire and the scorn of the entire New York Fire Department. This is known. This is known. Okay? These are the rewards that you reap for such action, for such posturing. Okay, you earn the ire and the scorn of the nation. And that's what Rudy Giuliani received, rightfully so, from the righteous Ron Paul supporters on that boat. So, and this has actually been something that's happening a lot lately. In Southern California, I know that there are a number of appearances by Giuliani, Romney, and other Republican contenders, and they are being greeted by Ron Paul supporters. I'm aware of other examples in the rest of the country where I believe in Florida recently, if I'm not mistaken, there was actually quite a greeting of one of the candidates. I believe it was Romney, but it could have been Giuliani. I'm not sure. In any case, I've had mixed feelings about that. You know, feeling, well, you know, I mean, maybe it might be best to not be so negative and show up at somebody else's event and, you know, sort of be in their face and all of that. But, you know, I have mixed feelings about it still. But you know what? When it comes to Rudy Giuliani, he deserves it. You know, he just deserves it. The guy has no place as a national leader. He is simply a bought and paid for puppet and tool, an exploiter of tragedy, and a political opportunist at its absolute worst. And anywhere he should rear his ugly head is a perfectly good opportunity to put a Ron Paul face in his sign and drown him out and let him not even be heard. That's my personal opinion. I wouldn't say that normally, but I think certain exceptions need to be made, and certainly Mr. Giuliani would be a viable exception to any kind of rule of, so we might say, diplomacy. This person does not deserve to be heard, okay? He does not deserve the place that he has purchased for himself in the public eye. So hats off to you, Ron Paul supporters, on the Mackinac Island Ferry. Subsequently, there was a really big rally in Chicago, and that was quite successful, well over 1,000 people. And I'll hope to bring some of the audio from that for you in the future, probably tomorrow after I've got it edited, because it's about 45 minutes long. I'll bring you some pieces of that. And also wanted to play for you something new, a new YouTube video that came out. Now, this is kind of cute. Apparently, a Ron Paul supporter did a kind of spin-off, send-off of the Apple I Made the Switch ads. It's done in that style, where the Apple ads were about switching from PC to Macintosh. And so this is switching from other Republican candidates to Ron Paul. And I thought it was really well done, and it's quite fun. And so let's go ahead and have a listen to that, the I Made the Switch clip, if we could roll that, please.
I've been a conservative for, you know, well, like forever. You know, but lately I've been disappointed with my conservative leadership and the direction they've taken this nation. I mean, whatever happened to, you know, low taxes and personal responsibility, the rule of law, small government? You know, Bush ran on a humble foreign policy, but then he goes around the whole world whacking everybody with the freedom stick. So I start looking at the current gaggle of Republican candidates, and I think, geez, you know, these guys are just like Bush. But then my friend told me to check out Ron Paul, so I did. I find out he's a strict constitutionalist that supports just about everything that I do. You know, abolishing the IRS, the Federal Reserve. He supports my right to keep and bear arms. And he's been consistent about that since day one of his being in office. And he's also against the North American Union. And don't worry, I didn't know what that was either until I started looking into him. So I made the switch. My name's Kurt, and I support Ron Paul.
So that was fun, and it's sort of indicative of the creativity that Ron Paul supporters are bringing to this. It's very much a TV commercial, and I don't know whether it's being run as that, but hats off to you, Kurt. Good job. Certainly there are others out there right now that are actually producing real live broadcast quality TV commercials right now with the plan of airing them, and they're raising the funds to do this from among their supporters, Ron Paul supporters in their area. And there is a plan for a national Ron Paul commercial week. And I believe that's the first or the second week of October coming up soon. I'll try to have more on that for you. But that's certainly very exciting, where independently of the campaign, they plan to put out the Ron Paul freedom message with their own TV commercials. And certainly as we have those commercials available, I'll air that for you. So speaking of video productions and TV commercials and all things visual, we now have on the line with us Mr. Bill Dumas, the videographer of the Ron Paul campaign and also the granddaddy of the Ron Paul meetup system. He is the guy who came up with the idea of using meetup.com as a organizing tool for the Ron Paul campaign. He started the very first meetup in Pasadena, so if you go to ronpaul.meetup.com/1, you will see that that is Pasadena, and it is organized by Mr. Bill Dumas. Are you there with me, Bill?
Yeah, hi, Stephen. I am here. Glad to be on the show. It's funny, as I hear you say that, that I'm the meetup organizer for Pasadena, I feel guilty because I've been on the road so much that I haven't been very faithful in my day-to-day operations of the meetup here. But luckily, as you know, we've got great citizen organizers here in Pasadena. And how we all work together in Southern California, because we kind of all overlap, and you do a lot of work not only for your meetup in North Hollywood, but for all of Southern California. So luckily, we have so many active people here. I can be on the road and campaign most of the time, and things just run without like a charm without me here.
Don't worry, we've got you covered.
I appreciate that. I'm glad you guys got my back.
We got your back. We got you covered. We're taking care of business and getting it done. And we know that you're out there getting it done. And we're real excited to have a representative from Southern California on the team there. We're real excited to have Ron Paul in Southern California. Not more than about 10 days ago. It seems like about 10 months ago, but it was only 10 days ago. And so that was a real exciting trip. It was gratifying to have Ron come down here and everything, have everything turn out so well.
It was terrific. And I have to say that the campaign was quite surprised at how organized we were here in Southern California and how much money we raised. We did very well on the fundraising side of things, and it was almost a surreal experience. You know, I was coming in from the East Coast. I was up in New Hampshire for the debate, the last debate up there, and I was coming back, and I happened to fly back. I got to LAX, and I called our security, Carl Golovin, and kind of see where they were. He said, you know what, Ron just got to LAX, and, you know, we can pick you up at the same time. So the timing was crazy. But it was funny that we had got there at the same time, and then we had to head up to Sherman Oaks for a radio interview. And we were, of course, stuck in the rush hour traffic trying to get the 405, and after about 45 minutes of that, Ron finally said, do people choose to live here? And I said, yeah. I said, you know, there's a lot of great things, and we don't, you know, somehow we put up with the traffic. But he's definitely enjoying himself here. We had three great events, and that was, you know, that was the first leg of a very quick trip. We flew out that night up to San Francisco and had a great day. That Friday, and then flew to Seattle, then Salt Lake City, and it was just amazing, you know. And we thought, geez, how are you gonna top that response in L.A. at UCLA? I don't know what the people count was, but there were clearly over 1,000 people there in the quad and USC. And Ron was just really thrilled to see that many young people. There at that event.
Yeah, it certainly has been an explosion of young people. Of course, you know, that was pretty much right around the time that the colleges came back on campus, or most of them anyway. So we're pretty early into that season of the students returning to campus, and going to be very interesting to see how that unfolds as they proceed with the organizing on college campuses. But it certainly does seem to have gotten off to a real good start.
Yeah, you know, it's really one of my favorite parts of the job of being a video producer is I walk around and find people to interview. And it's really interesting. At USC, I interviewed somebody, and he talked about being behind Ron Paul and all that he's doing. And I said, oh, so you're involved in the organization here on campus? He goes, oh, no. Are you going to meet up with him? He goes, no. I said, I plan on doing all that. But you realize quickly, you think that, oh, well, maybe it's just all of just people in the meetup groups and these organizations that are out there working. But there's actually a lot of people who aren't even involved in meetup or any official organization. And they're all over the place, too. So it's really encouraging that, you know, it's not just this big core that we have, but it's lots of other people out there as well.
Absolutely. Hey, Bill, we seem to be having some audio trouble here with your line. A little bit of noise on the line. Are you on a cordless phone? Or?
I am on a cordless. I can try to get on a... Hang on a second.
Want to go hard line?
Is that the better?
You got a hard line now?
I'm not on a hard line, but I'm not on a headset either.
Okay. Yeah, that seems to be a little bit better.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Okay. Great. So, it's certainly interesting to see the campaign unfolding. One gets a sense that right now we're sort of at a critical juncture, at a point of, a sort of a takeoff point, or we're sort of basing for some kind of a major move that we could take off from here. Do you have that kind of sensation? Do you sort of see that developing?
I do, and I talk to Ken Snyder about this a lot. And what he's always saying is that what really makes a campaign take off and makes it virtually impossible for the media to ignore is when the fundraising reaches a tipping point. And we may be getting close to that. There's a point where you hit a mark, and I don't even remember. There is some kind of a unscientific formula, I guess, $10 million mark in the contribution, and it just starts snowballing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what feels like it's about to happen. We're about to get to a point where things are just going to go wide open.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just see how the fundraising is going. The fundraising keeps increasing, whereas a lot of the other candidates, they're really struggling financially.
Absolutely.
And we're just growing and growing and growing.
Absolutely. And, you know, and it's, I remember speaking with people from the campaign, I got the number that the average donation is something like $40, which in and of itself is a really significant sort of barometer of what's happening in terms of the support that we're getting.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and good. Okay. Absolutely. So now we are looking at maybe something like a Well, I suppose I won't put you on the spot like that, but it sounds like we may be looking at something like a $10 million figure for our upcoming number coming out October 1st.
Well, I don't think it's quite to that point, but I think we're heading quickly to the point where we're gonna be there. You know, we're not there. I don't think we're gonna be definitely not gonna be there yet by this quarter. But the fact is we're going there at a good pace, and when it gets there, we're really gonna be flying. You know,
I think you could definitely measure sort of like the excitement around the campaign on this West Coast tour. You know, it really sort of seemed that in every city that Ron went to, there was just this level of excitement and energy that that we haven't seen really previously.
Yeah, there's nothing like this, you know, going on with most of the other campaigns. And it was really surprising to see, because I kept expecting on that trip, because luckily, you know, we had a plane to use for that West Coast trip, because we would never have been able to do it without a commercial airliner. So we had leased the plane for those 5 days, and so that we could go in the evening, get to the next city, and then in the morning, from, you know, 6 to 7 o'clock in the morning till 9:30 at night, when we had to meet the plane again. It would just be nonstop campaigning.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure supporters listening to this right now know that was not like Ron Paul indulging in the luxury of a private jet. That's for his own sort of comfort and aggrandizement. That was an actual practical matter and a practical expense, and you know. So
it was to make the whole operation feasible. It could not have happened if you had to spend 4 hours coming and going every day through an airport. It just couldn't happen. And the funny thing is about it is, even economically, it was clearly the only way to do it. That it took a lot of arm twisting to have Ron agree to do that, because you know how he is. No, that's just, you look at the number, that's just too much money. It's too much, you know, that's extravagant. Don't want to do that. But slowly, carefully, enough people saying, no, this is the way, you know, we have to do it, and we're going to be able to raise that much more money. And it was just hugely successful. We were really excited.
Sure, I'm sure the return on investment was certainly there without a question.
Yeah. The other thing too is it's very, very difficult to pull Ron away from Washington. He doesn't like to miss any votes in session. So you know, we've been kind of forced to just do these events on weekends, you know, Friday and Saturday, and Sunday he likes to, you know, have that day with the family, go to church, and be with the family on that day. So Sunday, oftentimes is not a campaign day, and during the week he wants to be in session. So it's really hard to we only really get a couple days of campaigning a week generally. But when we did that West Coast trip, you know, we went right through. We started here in L.A. on a Wednesday. Wednesday in L.A., Thursday in San Francisco, Seattle, Saturday, or Friday to Saturday up in Salt Lake City. So that was unusual. So it was the best way to have all things, you know, that Ron got to be in session most of the week and got to have his one day off, you know, to be with the family. And I think it's really important. You've got to have that.
Well, it's certainly amazing how he keeps going. I know that when he was here in Los Angeles, I had this moment after the rally. It was a fairly warm day. It wasn't, you know, as warm as it could have been, but it was a fairly warm day. It was definitely sunny. And after he came, after the speech, and he came down off the stage, and of course he was surrounded by people about 20 deep, and people were asking for autographs, opportunity to take a picture, and he spent, I mean, this was actually keeping Fox News waiting. Fox News was waiting to interview him, but he was walking at the pace of about a step a minute, and taking the time to speak to each and every one of the supporters that wanted to speak with him. And he began to sweat. I mean, he was surrounded by people. It was hot. He was sweating. He had to mop his brow, you know. I mean, but, you know, he just kept going. And, you know, with a smile on his face and a kind word for everyone. Really quite, you know, extraordinary, you know, for someone, you know, of his age, you know. And, but, you know, I think that the energy of the supporters helps keep him going.
That's what he always says, yeah. Because I remember when we were in Iowa, and when we had that, the rally in Iowa, when Ron was invited for that presidential forum there, and we had that rally that just eclipsed the presidential forum rally. It was amazing. But end of the night, it was about 11 o'clock, we're having dinner, and there happened to be some supporters at their restaurant, and they came up, and they said, how do you have all this energy, you know? And I said, you know, we have a hard time keeping up with him. And he said, you know, it's just, he said, the people give me the energy. I get the energy from the supporters. And it's really true, because sometimes I see him, you know, he's a little weary before a speech, and then already up to 6 o'clock in the morning doing radio interviews and other events, and it's now 7 o'clock at night, and he's got to give a speech, and there's 1,000 people in the audience. He always likes to have about a half an hour, he always likes to be in a room near the auditorium, near the venue, so he can hear what's going on. And I always play, what I call the event video, the video of a lot of the early rallies we've had. You know, it really warms the crowd up, and the crowd gets excited. So he likes to be there, just kind of relax and thinking. Getting a sense of the crowd, and then he gets up there, and wow, he's just a ball of energy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. And he just continues right until, you know, he drops off to his room, and he goes to bed. But then even if it's late at night, he says, well, you want to get something to eat? And we're going, yeah, let's get something to eat.
Well, certainly, and I think that his speaking style has become somewhat stronger in the last few weeks. I think he has been energized by the support that the freedom message is receiving.
Right.
That people are responding to it and coming to it as they hear it. And so he's become even stronger in his presentation of the message.
Yeah, that is really true. And you see the effect that has on people who are seeing him for the first time. You know, whenever we have a rally, we usually hire local police for security. And in Chicago this past weekend, we had four police officers, and they were all plain clothes. And I know one of them, after the speech was over, and again, like you were describing, how many people surround Ron. It seems like half the venue is now surrounding Ron at the end of these things. And he will talk to everybody before he leaves. And we had a fundraiser in an adjacent room to the venue in Chicago at the Hyatt Regency, and one of the police officers was asking me, said, "Well, how long before we go to the next event?" I said, "Well, we should be there now, but I know Ron's not going to go over there until he's talked to everybody, had a picture taken, signed every autograph, and sure enough, you know." We were there an extra half an hour, and then the security officers, the Chicago police officers, came to that event. And by the end of the event, they all wanted their picture taken with Ron. They wanted his autograph, and they were supporters.
Certainly, it becomes infectious. It certainly does become infectious.
Yeah, it really does. It's really great to watch people who don't really know much about Ron. They sit there and they watch, and you go, wow, this is the guy going for.
Well, I think just the attitude of optimism and positivity that surrounds and imbues the campaign is infectious to people, even if they don't completely get, you know, the freedom message that Dr. Paul is putting out, or they're just kind of learning about it. Just the infectiousness of the attitude of supporters, I think, and Ron himself, I think it counts for something, you know. And
yeah.
if we can get that energy to people's eyes and ears, and this is what you're doing with your great work with your video, you know, is getting that energy to people's eyes and ears. And that's I think, so important. You know, if we can just get them a taste of that, and then they want more, because you don't see it. As a matter of fact, I want to point out in the video clip that I played prior to your coming on the show today, where Rudy Giuliani was trapped on a ferry with 200 Ron Paul supporters. There were clips of Romney and of one of the other candidates, and with their supporters around them, but they were sort of just standing there in formation in this kind of posed and positioned, you know, positioned for the cameras, standing there kind of silently with their hands, you know, kind of clasped, and very, you know, absent of that energy that Ron Paul supporters would have, which is very spontaneous and very from the heart and very, you know, kind of exuberant. And you just don't see that in the supporters of the other campaigns. And I think that people are really tired of the posed photo ops and the paid for, you know, campaign workers and the, you know, and the soundbite message, and want, you know, really to respond to something that's coming from someplace real, even if they don't totally understand the message. That in and of itself counts for something.
Yeah, it really does. People definitely get caught up in the energy. You really don't see that with any other campaign. That's for sure. And I think people, like you say, they feel the energy of it. And they say, wow, there's got to be something here I'm missing. And if they feel that way when they first walk in, when they walk out, you know, they go, ah, I get it. You know, it's like this one woman I interviewed in Chicago. You know, she kind of like talked to herself. She was trying to be very reluctant because she was with a bunch of her friends that are all around Ron Paul supporters, and they were quite a mixed group of people, very diverse group, even among these friends. And she could tell she really didn't want any part of it, but she kind of said, okay, I'm going to find out what it is you guys are all excited about. And she was trying very hard not to join the party, basically. But, you know, by the end of it, she started saying, well, what do you like about Ron? What do you don't like about Ron? She started talking about it. And then at the end, she realized, well, you know, you can't find any, you're not going to find any candidate that you agree on with everything. And then she just guardedly said, you know what? I said, well, are you gonna look more into Ron? Oh, yeah, I am. So she asked, what did she want to just. She wanted to walk out of there and said, you guys are all crazy. I'm not interested in this guy. She couldn't do it.
Right.
I got to find out more about Ron Paul.
The irresistible charm of Dr. Ron Paul, absolutely. Let me just give out the call-in number, folks. It's 877-270-8714 if you'd like to ask Bill Dumas a question. 877-270-8714. So now we must be moving. Let me first get back to the question of the rally in Chicago, and then we had a live webcast, I understand, which unfortunately I was not able to watch, but I did watch it in its recorded format later. The live webcast from the Chicago rally using a website called Hello World. So how did that all go?
Well, unfortunately, that turned out to be quite a disaster. If anybody was on the site. In fact, just as I was came onto your show, I was on the phone with the IT person at the Regency in the higher Regency in Chicago. It was very odd. Hello World, a representative from Hello World in Las Vegas was there. We got that system set up and were testing the system. It was operating fine. We had a little sound glitch, so trying to get worked out. They pretty much figured that out. By the time the rally started, everything seemed to be working fine. And very quickly, we lost the uplink bandwidth. We were uplinking about 25 frames a second. Within about 20 minutes, we're down to 2 frames a second.
Mm-hmm.
Just upload. So they were thought that, oh well, if there were so many people on the site that it just tapped out the bandwidth. But we're talking uploading to the server, and we had a 100 megabit 100 Mbps connection. it was way, way more than my, we had a T, basically a dedicated T2 line that was way more than we needed, yet it got, yet the uplink completely bogged down, and we don't know what happened, how it was caused.
Right.
We're trying to get to the bottom of that.
Right.
So, unfortunately, that didn't work. Justin TV was also web streaming it, so if, I don't know if that was on the home page that you could do it on Justin TV. I believe they had a pretty solid connection. They were going through a wireless modem. Which is funny that a wireless modem had a better performance than a dedicated T2 line.
Right.
So we're trying to figure out what happened.
Well, you know, keep working on that stuff because that's really vital and very interesting. And certainly, I know that people want to see that kind of thing. So it's definitely something to keep working on. And I've certainly got plans of my own in that direction, which I'll be in touch with you about.
Yeah.
But you know, we definitely need to keep working on that. Let's see what else is coming up soon. What's going on in the near future?
Well, actually, one thing that we're going to be launching like any day now is the Ron Paul Video Network, and that's going to be a page that you'll link to when you get onto the home page and you link on the video link. The video window will open up, and next to the window, you'll see a link to the Ron Paul Video Network. And that's going to be a page where there are where you can view the YouTube videos in a more organized way. So on that page, there'll be six monitors on the left side of the page. Each monitor will be a specific channel, including On the Campaign Trail, specific videos from the events on the trail. There'll be a debate channel, so you'll watch the debate videos there. We're even going to have a channel called the Revolution Channel, which are going to be videos that we select from those people outside the official campaign.
Oh, great. Okay, I'm sure people will really appreciate that.
Yeah, because there's a lot of great videos out there. Unfortunately, I don't have, I wish I had the time to sit down and watch more of them. But I think we really need to get more of those independently produced videos on the site, because there's some great stuff on there. Really, there's good work being done.
Oh, for sure. I don't know if you caught the piece that I played just before you're coming on.
I just caught the tail end of that. Yeah.
Have you seen it?
I have not seen it, but
okay. I made the switch, yeah. It's quite fun. And lots of people are out there doing some really good work. I know personally some people here and around the country that are actually working on broadcast quality television commercials right now. Now, I imagine at some point the campaign's attention is going to be turned towards producing its own broadcast TV commercials.
Yeah,
and I suspect that you'll be involved in that as well. So.
Yeah, we've been working. Actually, we were in Seattle. We hired a company to shoot the whole rally on film as opposed to video. So we got really high-end footage of that. We shot. We have a couple of HD cameras and a film camera. And I think we've got two film cameras so we can get audience reaction as well.
Mm.
And actually, I'll have that footage here probably next day or two. So I'll edit a video out of that, and it'll basically be a database of footage for any future commercials that we're working on.
Well, absolutely.
And also, you know, the idea that one of our assistant organizers here, Richard Renninger, had for a concept, the I Am Ron Paul concept, which is a pretty interesting TV commercial concept. And as you might recall, on our 4th of July, the events we had, our sign waving caravan through LA, shot some footage for that concept. It just actually edited that on a plane, actually going up to Chicago.
Oh, great!
And I had the film company up in Seattle shoot footage for the film version of that. If you go with that idea, but. So we should be doing that soon. I'm very curious to see how this goes because, again, you know, we have this meetup organization and that operate obviously outside the campaign and within the campaign. And it'd be interesting to see how this goes. The official campaign position on commercials is that, hey, you know, we need to target. We know what specific messages we need to target the specific areas, geographic areas, and it would be better than if anybody just goes out and shoots commercials and buys commercial time. It would just be money better spent if that money was given to campaign headquarters.
Right.
They could really focus the commercial production and the target market specifically for getting delegates.
Certainly. Yeah.
But that's the official word. But that's the thing I like about this is that it's a revolution and everybody has their own their own views on how to get the word out there. And I think the more ways to get the word out there, the better. You know, campaign headquarters doesn't have all the answers. I understand what they're saying about that. You're focusing on a targeted approach, but I also like the idea of covering all our bases.
I
love that grassroots spirit.
You certainly don't want to squash anybody's creativity or their enthusiasm or their energy, you know. At the same time, there's certainly some wisdom towards having a focused, targeted message that, is sort of a consistent message. And, I'm reasonably confident that whatever people come up with out there is going to be good and helpful and everything.
Well,
you definitely have a point. There's no question about that.
I'm always telling people too. They're saying, I got these ideas and I just can't get anybody interested in them. And I say, we just got to do the idea. When I was, initially I was webmaster for the campaign when I started the meetups, and I was first trying to sell the idea of meetups because I knew we need a social networking, organizing, volunteer organizing module on the site, and I knew if we developed it ourselves, it would be a month to do it. I said, we got to get something up and running beforehand because our doors are getting knocked down by people who want to start doing things. So I got the idea from a meetup from a web guru friend of mine, and I was presenting that to the campaign staff. And the campaign staff was very small at the time, but just trying to get that idea that, hey, what do you think about this? Let's check this out. What do you think? And I could never really get a yay or nay on it.
Right.
Hey,
Sometimes you just have to go forward and
just do it. And in this case, it worked out, pretty well.
Yeah.
But that's because you can't just, wait for permission, and as long as everything's on the up and up.
I suspect that what will happen with the TV commercials is that as soon as the campaign is ready to put out their own commercials, then those efforts will stop.
Right.
And people will naturally, understand the wisdom of just ceding that terrain to the campaign once the campaign has moved in that direction. But, I guess people are sort of anxious to sort of get the message out there, and they just want to do whatever is possible to do that. And in fact, our next guest is an organizer, Chris Holly, and I believe he's from Memphis, Tennessee, and he's someone who's very big in this Paint the Town Ron campaign, which is an effort to put up hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of banners across the country all on the same day, which will be this coming weekend. So it is another example of the boundless energy that's coming through the people via the Ron Paul campaign. And like Ron often says, well, thank you for inviting me to the revolution. It's a recognition that, this is something that's happening on the part of the people, and that's what's giving its vitality and its chance for success. Is based entirely on the energy of the people, and that people are responding to Ron and his message in a very deep way. So, I guess we're going to go ahead and take Chris next, and I'm going to thank you for finally coming on the show. And you're actually in Pasadena now.
Indeed. one of my in Pasadena.
Yeah, it must seem almost strange to actually be there in your own in your own environs and in your own town after traveling so constantly for so many months.
Yeah, it is. I feel like a foreigner here now, you know. It's amazing. You just lose all sense of time and place. You're just on the road constantly.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been very exciting, I would say.
Well, I know that I haven't been doing the show for even 2 months now. It's really been about 7 weeks, and it seems certainly more like 6 months, I'll tell you that much. So I can't even imagine how compressed the time frame must feel to you doing what you're doing. And I just want to thank you for being there and documenting this history as it unfolds on a daily basis. You're really a witness with your lens to the Second American Revolution and real history book stuff taking place. So thanks for being there and taking care of that for us, and guard all that precious footage, because
revolution is being televised.
It is being televised, it is being webcast, it is being YouTube, and I'll actually announce now that very soon I will be doing a daily, I'll try to make it daily, but a daily or semi-daily video blog of myself personally, which you'll be able to access via my website, www.ronpaulfreedommessage.com, or via YouTube. So that'll be coming out very soon. And I'll be joining the video revolution. Well, thanks again, Bill, for coming on the show, and I hope it's not the last time, and I will, keep in touch with you.
Well, thank you so much, Stephen. I really enjoyed it. Anytime you want me on the show, I'll be there, and I'm going to give you some updates. More regular updates on the road.
Absolutely. What's the next big campaign thing going on?
Well, I'll be heading out to New Hampshire. You know, this weekend is a rock walk across New Hampshire with the entire Ron Paul family of about 30 or 40 of them. We're all going to be in New Hampshire, a big rally in the park there on Saturday in Manchester.
And that's door-to-door canvassing, is that correct?
That's right, door-to-door, door-to-door.
We also have another presidential debate, I believe, coming up on PBS this Thursday, hosted by Tavis Smiley.
Yes, that's going to be great. And it's interesting that the four so-called front top chair candidates decided not to attend that debate. So it just means they're just not interested at all in the black vote. Very bad political move, I think.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, I think it promises to be a really good event, and I'm looking forward to it. Do we know if we have plans of webcasting that? Oh, no, that'll be on television.
That'll be on
anyway.
Television, yes.
Yeah, that'll be on television anyway.
Yes.
All right, great. Well, thanks very much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, bye now, Bill.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Good. So Mr. Bill Dumont, the videographer and granddaddy of the Meetup system, visiting us here on the Freedom Message with Steve and Vincent. And we also have on the line now Mr. Chris Hawley, the meetup organizer from Memphis, Tennessee. And he is the person responsible for organizing Paint the Town Ron, which is this weekend, an effort to put up hundreds and thousands of banners across the entire country. I believe we have something over 100 cities now participating in this event. Are you there with us, Chris?
Yeah, I'm here, Steve.
All right. Well, thanks so much for coming on the show. So,
all right.
Why don't you go ahead and run down for people? We've got about 6 minutes here to work with. Run down for people the Paint the Town Ron event and what they can do to get involved.
Okay. Basically, what a Paint the Town Ron event is where we go and we make homemade banners and signs. And we make them in very large amounts, and we basically saturate our cities, towns, counties, and get the name out bypassing the mainstream media. This started out as, first, the great Ron Paul overnight, and we kind of overdid ourselves the first time, and it worked out so well that we actually made TV news, and we clogged up talk radio, which is very big down here. We clogged it up for a couple days, so every month we've consistently done that, and we've gotten good results out of it. So we decided, hey, why don't we just make it something much, much bigger. What they can do is they can join Paint the Town Ron, which is P-A-I-N-T, T-H-E, Town, T-O-W-N, R-O-N, like Paint the Town Red, but Ron, paintthetownron.com, and then you can go there and join, and it'll send you to a meetup group. And that's the organizer's meetup group. We would ask that it only be organizers, assistant organizer, or authorized persons for their meetup group join. But once you join, then you can go on the message board, and it teaches you how to make banners and also effective means of getting local media coverage.
Great. Well, I think that I'm certainly looking forward to seeing all those YouTubes that are going to be made as a result of this weekend. And I know that I have broadcast at least 6 different YouTube videos, including the one from Memphis, from different cities, acting independently, who got major local TV coverage as a result of their efforts. So, quite simply, it works. And
yeah, it works.
Yeah, quite simply, our efforts work in general. Like, I don't know if you heard earlier, but the supporters that gathered in Michigan really made some news by being on the Mackinac Island ferry. 200 of them, surrounding Rudy Giuliani and chanting "Ron Paul, Ron Paul." You know, all the efforts that we make, it works. We make a difference with what we do.
Well, and actually, to show, if you go to the New Gallup poll, Ron Paul shot up 2-3%. Now, obviously, we know that the poll is skewered against him. But if you take in consideration that at least they're acknowledging that he's shooting up in the polls, depending on Mitt Romney, now that is the fruit of the meetup groups, in my opinion, alone.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, we're also just at the very beginning right now. It seems like we're really at a breakout point where things are going to really start to snowball and expand, I would say, through the month of October. And we're certainly going to be looking at some major league excitement in this campaign in the coming months. And no reason to be anything else other than optimistic about the results of our efforts. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what comes of the Paint the Town Ron this weekend. Here in Los Angeles, we'll be gathering and making up some banners on Saturday, and then on Sunday night we'll be hanging the banners and signs all around town. And it's fun too. Not only is it effective, but it's also a whole lot of fun.
Well, our goal is if everybody can get into the local media, and then also, get tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of the name of Ron Paul in their head, and get local media coverage, then by default, that is national media coverage.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a very good point. The game, to a large extent, is the name recognition, and probably the number one thing that you encounter when you're out there is, well, I've never heard of this guy, and therefore, people somehow in our mindset, we think, well, if I haven't heard of him, he can't be any good, And so the media is certainly doing what they can to prevent the Ron Paul name from getting into people's minds. But when we go out, we do the same job that the media is doing, as you're indicating. When we put up a sign, when we just stand on a street corner with a sign, when we go out with a brochure and we stick our hand out and we go Ron Paul for president, we're doing the same job, on a one-on-one individual basis. We're doing that exact same job. We're putting the Ron Paul name into people's hands and into their minds so that, then they have the opportunity to really learn about the message and make a choice.
I've also run across that they're so impressed by our effort that they want to get to know about Ron Paul. They're just impressed that people are actually standing out on these corners and going to all the links they're going to just to get the name out.
Good point. Yeah, I was discussing that with Bill Dumas before about how the infectiousness of our energy really reaches people. Even if they don't really know what the message is or don't understand it completely, they can still be brought over to us just by the mere energy that we bring to it. And I think there's something definitely to be said for that. And I want to thank you for all the energy that you're putting into making this happen. And this is going to be very exciting. Of course, I'm a big supporter right now, I think, of taking things on a national level. Of course, you got to work locally, no question about that. But working locally in a nationally coordinated way, I think, helps us to be able to create a picture in people's minds and impress the media with the legitimacy of this movement so that they can they really have, you know, the image in their mind, you know, of how real this really is. And, you know, a nationally coordinated event like yours in, like, on October 13th, the All-America Walk for Ron Paul's Freedom message, the events like that where we nationally all together decide on an idea and do it all together, I think that's very powerful.
I do, too, because no other campaign has anything close to it.
You're right. Absolutely nobody is. They have nothing even remotely approaching it. And I guess, you know, from their point of view, well, they don't really have to, because if they've got the media, you know, pumping out their image and their message to the extent that they even have a message, you know, basically for free, you know, on a 24/7 basis, I guess from their point of view, they don't really need any kind of organized support. You know, I think they're going to see that not having organized support is going to make a big difference on election day, because of primary elections, primaries and caucuses, generally speaking, low voter turnout events. People don't tend to vote in them very much. So, you know, an organized, motivated force can make a huge impact and really pull off some stunning upsets on election day when it comes to primaries.
Yeah, also, I just wanted to throw in there, people understand the demographics of it. It's usually around 10% of the voting registered voters actually vote in the primaries. We were breaking down the calculations from Memphis, and we take all of our meetup members, and just 1% of the voting population, which supposedly in the worst-case scenario Ron Paul has, if we just break it down that, if every person just brought 15 people to the polls with them, we could win in a landslide.
Absolutely.
That's how close it is.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's the point. This can be done. So this isn't an exercise in futility. It's not just a desperation, you know, move and a desperate attempt. This is doable. This is well within the realm of possibility. All it takes is for each and every one of us, everyone listening to this message right now, everyone who has joined the meetup group, to actually get out there and do it. So please, folks, participate in Paint the Town Ron this coming weekend. Get behind this, make it happen, and have some fun with it. And you're going to see the fruits of your labor in a victory for Ron Paul and to, you know, resecuring this country, restoring our Constitution, and restoring our republic. So get out there, make it happen. Let's do this thing. You with me, Chris?
Oh, I'm with you.
All right, brother. Thank you so much for joining me today. Really appreciate you coming on. Don't let it be the last time. And, you know, you can call into the show anytime to ask questions or just tell us what you're all up to down there in Memphis, Tennessee, okay? So we will be in touch, and we're going to go ahead and take the show out with a brand new, you might want to stay on the line or listen on your computer, Chris, to this, a brand new Ron Paul song. And this one's called Ron Paul 2008, and it is another hip-hop song. So we had one about a month ago came out, and here's a brand-new Ron Paul hip-hop song, lots of fun. The authors of this song are, give me a second to get that for you. That is, the music is by King Solomon. And this is rapped by Roy Shivers. It's from their upcoming album, The Big Picture. And the name of the tune, Ron Paul, 2008. So let's go ahead and roll it.
Make new wars happen, pushing for a biometric national. national ID card. Forced in a George Bush cokehead retard. Fred Thompson, who's Fred Thompson? Another fake liar that keeps the war constant. Well, John McCain holds on to fame, and he cheers the Iraq Vietnam that came. We need Ron Paul for the long haul, cause we'll stop all the wars with a bomb fall. So it's Ron Paul, we gotta stand tall. Every other politician made the wrong call. Pass the wrong laws, we need a long pause. From the mind, that's why we need Ron Paul. We need truth like the border to a strong wall. Ron Paul, 2008.com, y'all. Hillary Clinton is big money pimping with cash that the corporations going to send. Because she built a bird CFR, throw war scumbag, planning on invading Iran. We better run fast. Lady Clinton wanna manage a police state. Pan American, she bring death like she stay. Barack Obama wanna bomb Iran, but he pretends he's an anti-war kind of man. Hasn't said a damn thing about the Patriot Act, or the fact that most people live in one room shacks, or the fact that our economy's about to collapse, or the fact that most whites won't vote for a black. It's the time. He's a gun control, free trade, pro tax, open border shield, take APAC, kickback. Like John Edwards, a tool of the Israeli war, crime, clean break, murder, while they act. We need Ron Paul for the long haul, cause we'll stop all the wars where the bombs fall. So it's Ron Paul, we gotta stand tall. Every other politician made the wrong call. Passed the wrong laws, we need a long pause. From the line, that's why we need Ron Paul. We need truth like the border, need a strong wall. Ron Paul, 2008.com, y'all. Ron Paul, 71, a former doctor in Vietnam, op 10 terms in Congress, and he uses the process of constitutional progress, not pushing some fake democracy. Holding down Iraq war, said it was illegal, wanna bring the troops home and end American imperial wars for the Constitution. While they send the politicians sell souls like the prostitution. Ron Paul stood tall against the Patriot Act. All the operate torture but never raise taxes. Voted down NAFTA, voted down CAFTA. Says that the free trade bill's a disaster. See, we gotta stop it all and return to bilateral trade and get us out of an age. But the people are losing freedom, get us out of the cage. The banks are treating us all like cattle and slaves. We need Ron Paul for the long haul, cause we'll stop all the wars where the bombs fall. So it's Ron Paul, we gotta stand tall. Every other politician made the wrong call. Chance Ron Paul, so you better bump the song like I'm Paul Wall. Christoph, Christoph, well he's Bilderberg. Joe Biden, I'm what? Well he's CFR. Tom Tancredo with some pro-war neocon. Sam Brownback, ought to wear a white hoodie cap. I need some Ron Paul, say one, say word. Bill Richardson, real first name Bilderberg. Al Gore's pro-war, read his own killer word. Jimmy's is a nerd, but I still spit killer verb. Smoke killer herb, smoke killer herb, smoke killer herb. And then there's Kucinich with 0% a chance, so I vote Ron Paul to the finish. Even Mayor Mike Bloomberg might run a pro-tax over for the billionaire bank. Both parties are controlled, gotta break that bond. Ron Paul 2008.com. Both parties want war, so they make that bomb. Ron Paul 2008.com. Most politicians lie, so they make that dime. Ron Paul 2008.com. Or else we're gonna make it rain, and then we all die. Ron Paul 2008.com.
Yo, it's all real, man. You know what I'm saying? They're about to run World War IV real soon against Iran. You know, so chew on that, bruh. They got aircraft carriers in position to strike Iran, moving nuclear armed planes to launch Armageddon in the Middle East. And if Cheney and the Pentagon generals and the bankers that control him don't do it, the next president will. You know, why do you think every single candidate, Obama included, is talking about bombing Iran? You gotta see the big picture. That's why we call this out the big picture. You gotta think beyond Iraq. Well, most of these candidates, including all the major media darlings, are globalist banker, hand puppet leeches off a major international crime syndicate, dealing the oil, dealing the drugs, dealing the weapons. But you know what I'm saying? Ron Paul is the real deal. I say death to British Petroleum, death to Shell Oil Company, and Lockheed and Raytheon and SAIC and Stratcom and Northcom. This is the real revolution. This is the real hip-hop. This is Roy Shivers. This is King Solomon. This is Talent. This is RT Armory. RonPaul2008.com. That's what's real, bro.
Hi, this is singer-songwriter Kara Johnstad in Berlin, Germany.